This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And y'all, we're celebrating today because not only are we here for another amazing happy hour, we're joined again by super executive producer Maya. Welcome back.
Woo! Thank you for having me again.
Yes. Also, y'all, we're actually at the studio. We've had a little bit of drama.
Oh, no.
But we're excited to be together because we're also coming into season 3 of watching Sex and the City.
Dun, yes. We had a little break. I think it was December was our last one.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long minute. And of course, because it is the first episode of season 3, we have to have an amazing guest.
Yes, I'm here.
And Maya is here because we've been talking about having her on for a while. And she even brought us, because it is technically a happy hour, and she brought us a non-alcoholic hazy IPA from Best Day Brewing, which I'm going to open on mic. So if you don't want to hear this pop open, you know, skip over.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm going to take my sip here.
That was good.
Yeah.
It's tasty. Mm-hmm. It's tasty. It's been a minute since I've had a beer because, yeah, I've been staying away from the alcoholics. But this is non-alcoholic, so I'll be fully awake, I hope.
Let's not retell what happened after the last thing.
We're not going to talk about it. I was not prepared, though. That's the answer to all of that. And yes, we are back. And we're doing something different. I'm so excited. We are in the studio watching, actually, in studio while we're recording. I was like, how are we going to do this? Because I don't understand technology. That's what I've discovered.
But it's ready for us.
Yeah,
I mean, like, this is pretty sweet.
And it's all because of super producer Christina, of course, who's always making the magic happen for us and making us sound much better than we actually do. But as we have said, this is a happy hour. So if you are partaking of anything, please do it responsibly. 1, 2, we are not currently sponsored by any of the things that we're talking about. Of course, things change. Maybe one day people will see the potential and decide they want to sponsor us. So that's the, you know, hope, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Always here for the ad dollars.
I need to feed my dog.
Kind of literally.
Yeah. Need to feed my dog, y'all. So we are in season 3. So Maya, tell us your experience with Sex and the City. I laugh because you are significantly younger than me.
Yeah.
And that you love this just as much as I do. But it is so outdated.
Yeah, it's
pretty
so funny.
Shocked.
I think there's a lot of discourse right now, actually, about Sex and the City being on Netflix and Gen Z being exposed to it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because Sex and the City was on Bravo in the early 2000s, like, all the time.
Right.
Really before, like, Housewives was on all the time. It was Sex and the City all the time. So that's how I was introduced to Sex and the City. And so I never watched it in like successive order.
Okay.
But I pretty much saw all the episodes throughout the years. And I definitely specifically remember my mom being like, Sex and the City? What do you know about that? Like,
I mean, that is the question that I have. I'm like, what do you know about
this?
My
mom is also like a boomer. So like she was like pre-Sex and the City. Right. And like, but she knew about it, obviously, because it was so big on HBO. But she was like, what are you watching this? And obviously, Bravo didn't have all of the uncut scenes. Right. You know, it's so it was like a little bit tamer than the original, but it was still, you know, pretty provocative at the time as well. Yeah, so I loved it. I mean, I fell in love with the characters. You know, I feel like I'm a Charlotte.
Okay.
In my heart, you know.
In your heart.
I think I'm more of a Charlotte. I'm like a mix of like a Charlotte and a Carrie.
Yeah.
A little bit, I think.
I keep forgetting. I try to usually get our guests to do
the quiz.
And I forgot. So you know what? We're going to do it as a later. I'm going to send it to you and then we'll have that as a result later time.
Okay, fun.
One of the things I think is hilarious because I also was introduced to it originally, even though it was in my timeline, but I was very conservative, was through TBS. So it came through TBS.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
It was on TBS?
Yes, ma'am. But you can imagine how edited it was. So like the 30-minute episode was like 15. With lots and lots of ads.
Did it feel like there was like a lot of plot holes?
Well, no. Because I don't know if it was just easy to catch on, or maybe they did an amazing job in the editing, or maybe it's because after that, after watching it, I would buy my own copy. So yes, I have every single DVD, even including the first movie. I had to stop after the first movie.
The first movie was pretty good.
Yeah. Like, at least it tracked.
Jennifer Hudson's character, was that second movie?
No, that's the first movie.
First movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
So bad. It was so bad. She was trying so hard. This was her like acting debut.
It was.
So bless her heart. We still love her character. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I got that later. So maybe because I have watched it so much since then, I've forgotten what the TBS version was and understood it.
I feel like the sex was not that integral to the plot.
No, it really. It was just like throwaway scenes.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's more of a, maybe you don't understand when you're younger. Certainly for me, for the few episodes I saw, I didn't really get what was going on. Ooh. And if I had, then I would have been like, "This, how is this on TBS?"
Right. I think it's quite funny. But I will say for this one, as I was trying to remember where we were, I'm like, okay, season 3, episode 1. I can't remember what that episode is. I'm like, oh, so there are some scenes here. So the fact that we get to gather this together.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Samantha is Samantha, and she makes it delightfully hilarious.
A couple times.
Just a heads up, y'all. If any of y'all are watching, like, come to watch it and then come back, just so you know, don't watch it around children.
Be prepared.
Yeah, there's some things. Yes, with that, we are in season 3. Before we start, Annie, which I did email you to remind you.
Oh, my.
Can you give us a recap of what has happened up until now?
I'm very glad you let me know, because I was racking my brain trying to remember. So Carrie broke up with Big and then was like out in the field again and then got back together with him. And then they had a lot of conversations around like him moving, and she wanted to leave stuff at his place and he was like, no. And then they like had an I love you fight. And then they broke up again. And then she started dating other people. And then she finds out he's engaged, I think, to a younger woman. And then Miranda met Steve. And they broke up over money, I think. But then they had sex later, after they broke up. Oh, my goodness.
Very good, very good.
She also got an apartment. I remember that.
Yes.
She got an apartment. Charlotte continued to date like guys that I was like, wow, you met him at a funeral. Yeah. And then she fell in with some power lesbians or something. Yeah. Yeah. And then Samantha did a bunch of stuff. She was at the like SNN club and then all kinds of guys. She got kind of a fight with her like assistant over a Rolodex or something.
Yes. The assistant stole the Rolodex that had all the important contacts. So, yes.
Ooh. And then she got like kicked out of some society. And then some body helped her get back in.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I knew it was a famous person.
Who wasn't in the shot at all. Like, you just had to imagine him there.
He was there.
He was there in spirit. And speaking of, I remember John Bon Jovi showed up.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there was a lot of talk about all the kinds of things they always talk about. But one thing that stuck out to me is I remember Miranda having that whole, I'm tired of talking about guys all the time.
Yes.
And she had a lazy ovary.
Yes.
Whoa. Mm. The memories.
Good job.
Back.
Good job. Those are all very important things later down the road.
Oh.
But yeah, so very good. Very good. Clap.
Yay.
Proud of you. We're proud of you.
That was a good recap.
She did a great job. So we're coming back with season 3. And as per usual, I usually give Annie the title and get her to predict what she thinks this episode is about. And we do have a famous guest star coming in, FYI, but not everybody I don't know, like, I say he's famous, but then, like, people kind of go back and forth because he was up there for, like, a split second, and then he kind of went away.
Oh, okay, fine. That's
a little
teaser.
You're welcome. So, the first episode is titled, Where There's Smoke. So, what do you think this is about?
Oh, no.
Predictions, please.
Where there's smoke, there is a fire. See, Christina taught me such a valuable lesson when she came on, which is it's like the obvious thing, but I can't think of where there's smoke, there's fire. Huh. Something is wrong. I think something's wrong in multiple cases. And perhaps in one case, an STI.
Whoa. That's not a...
I can see where you get that. I can see where you get that.
It's got this... I think all of them are going through a crisis of some sort. And one of them, it might be more literal than I'm grasping.
Okay. We're going to go with that. And because it is the beginning of season 3, do you have any predictions for season 3 in general?
I feel like somehow Big and Carrie are going to end up back together. Wait, is this when Aiden shows up? I've been waiting for Aiden.
Oh. No spoilers. We all love Aiden. I think we're all team Aiden, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I don't like Big, so I...
Well, yeah, the Big... He dies, so... Whatever. Spoiler alert.
He's dead.
Just so for y'all. Not anytime soon. No. Just a FYI.
He's old.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway. All right. I like the predictions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very simple one.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Well, this is good. We're actually crossing water to meet men.
Reminder, I am not going to Staten Island to meet men. I am going to judge them.
One of the Staten Island.
Has anybody ever been there?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you
the
have?
The ferry is free.
Oh.
I'm like too proud to have said that.
You knew something. You're excited.
It's about time I knew something.
Oh, I think this is the beginning where Sarah Jessica Parker gets credited as producer and getting more money because it's becoming more and more successful.
Hey,
All right. This is where I laugh about like iconic, like male and female gaze.
Yes.
That's the guess.
Maybe it's just the time and like what was attractive.
Right.
But the firefighters,
they are not my appeal.
They're not that cute.
Like all of them are thick.
Like that
shoulders.
Guy was the cutest guy, and she gave him five and a half.
Five and a half.
That's rough, you know.
All the halves. But I think it has something to do with like we're thinking about the romance covers of way back when with like Fabio and such. Like he would be that level.
Yeah.
Like even though
chunky,
like they weren't as defined. Like today, like we've now acknowledged that a lot of women are all good with the dad bods. Mm-hmm. We are all good with the dad bods. But like the six pack is more impressive with the leaner cut.
Yes. Yeah.
What's with all those half points? Six and a half, eight and a half.
What can I say? Sometimes a girl needs a half.
Sometimes a girl needs a half.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what that means.
You know, you don't want to make a full decision. You can't give them the high, so you're the in-between. Can't quite decide.
It's very curious.
That was much less sexual than I was thinking.
That's a very Carrie answer.
Officially?
Yeah, that's true.
It's 245 East 73rd Street.
District 23.
She's just giving out her address willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I don't know you, bro. You're not getting my address, even though like, you can Google me.
You have to work for it.
In the yellow pages. At least do it yourself.
So can I get your phone number? Government purposes only.
He already has her address.
I mean,
what does he need a number for?
To show up, man.
The address comes out first. I've never...
You know what, though? It's not quite the can I get your email or Instagram level, which is the new.
Right.
I hate that.
Yeah. No?
I don't like.
So your boo didn't pick you up that way?
Oh, no.
What's your Instagrams?
No. Oh, my God. This is pre-Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Samantha went home with a firefighter. Toot toot beep beep.
And Charlotte's around here somewhere.
Okay, Sam went home with the firefighter. Okay.
How many cocktails did she have?
A couple? Why?
I love this.
I mean, she's having a great time.
She's let loose.
You know when you hear that song and you just feel it? It's like it's like your theme and anthem and you just got to get into it and play it out in your head. With the Staten Island
iced teas.
A strong.
That white jacket.
I love it.
Tube top. Getting it.
I have to say, I understand the appeal of this show in terms of like by the time I was their age, which is not that old, I wasn't doing this stuff much anymore.
But like it was this lively show of them not being moms and being with their girlfriends and just living life. Yeah. Like having that moment outside of college.
What I feel like most young 30s are now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 40s for some. Except we're not going
out.
But
it's more acceptable to be this and at their age than it was then, I think. Yes.
And uptown on dry land, Samantha and Mr. July have
here we go. The most, again, unrealistic scenes.
Wow.
The candles?
Look. How do you not get panicked about having live flames near you? Who does that?
Whoa.
I love...
Samantha, was that even, like, sexy? Like, what was that? She was losing it.
At that one point, you're like, are you okay?
Right.
Do I need to stop?
And the guy was just, like, whipping her around.
Would Snow White have slept in that glass coffin forever? Or would she have eventually woken up, spit out the apple, gotten a job, a healthcare package, and a baby from her local neighborhood sperm bank? I couldn't help but wonder.
Not anymore.
Inside,
especially not in Alabama.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're bringing it
so
down.
Dreadful.
It's true, though.
It is.
Reality hits.
Is Charlotte right?
Yeah.
Reality. Do women just want to be rescued?
And after how do women about that? Just want to be rescued?
I think people want to be rescued. Like everybody wants to have someone take care of their worst burdens.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be rescued as much as I want you to get me food.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't necessarily need you to take me anywhere. I don't necessarily need you to make sure I'm healthy. Just give me food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
think it's nice to have someone to depend on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the question is more like the stereotypes, but I think it's nice to have someone to depend on. And also sometimes you don't want to be in control all the time.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes you just want to like turn your brain off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the
thing.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I do not need anyone to hold my hand.
Oh, God, Steve. She's back.
Steve. I love Steve. I think like he's so like decent. Most of the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He made a mistake and tried to gaslight her.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that later.
Okay.
till later. But yeah, he is the
of
good
all
guy.
The guys.
Yeah.
I think I would be with Steve.
Yeah. I've always loved Steve.
Okay. And what am I?
Well, we haven't exactly established that yet.
No DTR yet.
Oh, no. Samantha taught me what that means.
Wait, DTR?
Do you know what a DTR is?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Defining the relationship.
Oh, like I said, my relationship was pre-internet. Yeah. Like, not internet.
No, this is way before.
Media. Was it?
So, like, because this was like online dating 2005.
Mm-hmm. DTR.
Mm-hmm. Having a DTR.
Mm.
Girl, you got to remember, I'm good. Several years.
I'm learning
to you,
stuff.
To you.
Yeah. Samantha's a font of wisdom.
But yeah. It's like, this is old school.
Okay.
So I think this came around like 2010, 2005. Okay. It's like when people talking about the DTR. You know, you got to put initials to everything.
Right. Yeah. Especially at that time.
One cab ride and two potent sleeping pills later, Steve put Miranda to bed.
All right, okay. No, give me your leg. This leg. No.
Miranda is like, her level of wanting to be independent is an actual detriment to her.
Yeah.
Like thinking that you're going to leave LASIK eye surgery alone.
Oh, yeah.
Is crazy.
I used to jokingly call this the single lady Olympics, where I'd be like, I have to do this by myself.
What more can I do alone?
At least you have to do it one time to prove to yourself. Yeah. And then after that, okay, you can help me.
Yeah.
It's one of those levels.
Actually, this couch is really heavy. My stairs are very daunting.
What I can't stop thinking about now is that there's this discourse about like LASIK being like terrible.
Yeah, people are having
eye
issues
doctors
with it.
Who never get LASIK but give LASIK to other people.
Yeah.
So that made me think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard people talking about the fact that they've had a lot of problems. It doesn't work. It was reversed later on.
Headaches,
all these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had it and it's been a long time and I've been good.
It's good.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I still love it.
I've been told by several that my stigmatism is way too intense. Mm-hmm. And I could, and they gave me alternatives. And it's like, you're never going to have. I'm like, well, then what's the point?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm standing here, fully dressed.
All the cordless phones.
Watching that.
I know. I kind of love it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we should bring back home phones so you don't have to give out your cell phone all the time.
Yeah. What's so funny to me, I laughed because there was a TikTok video of like, we need to do something where you just have a phone that's a central phone for everyone at home. And everybody's like,
it's called
what the hell?
A home
it's called a landline. It's called a landline.
Bring back corded phones. The ones that were on the wall. My grandparents had those. Yeah.
Yes.
My parents still have one.
Yeah.
My parents do too.
Nice pole. Want to see it again?
Oh, yeah.
Samantha rode the pole a couple of times that night.
There's other firefighters in the other room.
Exactly.
And, like, they're in a public transport
and
area.
And she's not even, like, trying to be discreet.
Nah.
This is open to the public.
She don't care.
Like, people walk by.
Yeah.
Well, I should be a fireman because I'm always ready to go.
Yeah, he's on duty. Like, he's fully in someone's clothing. Why is she acting?
She's like, wait, what's happening?
Like, I'm at a fire station. What is happening?
And those are tricky to get out of, you know?
Yeah, obviously.
Wow.
And they were already set up for emergency situations.
Oh, my. She's doing a pretty good job of like managing covering, all yeah.
Yeah, she's covering herself pretty well.
She's done this before. Yeah.
Not her first rodeo.
Not her first rodeo. You can tell.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So Annie, you are pretty much wrong. You definitely get like an F on this.
He did say something about they're crisis. All dealing with their own crisis, maybe literal or not.
All right. That's our throwaway answer. Well, the one answer you typically give is the whole, they go to a party or they go to a club, which I was waiting for that because that's also true. I'll give you a D then. I'll give you a D.
Wow.
In your
harsh grader.
The STD, even though it was an STI, even though it was a good guess, was way off.
Yeah.
And the fact that there was no mention of fire or firefighters. Yeah. So firefighters, I don't think you would have gotten. That's a big stretch.
You kept
sure.
saying fire.
Right.
But you missed the like big piece of
Christina. I need to learn more.
Christina's episode was fairly more on topic because I think that this was a little more like, there's no actual fire. There's no smoke.
Right.
Christina's was about the batter up or.
She was the opening of season two.
Right. In which they go to the baseball game.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, they mention balls and she's like, they're going to talk about baseball or ball. So I was like, damn, go Christina.
Yeah.
But like, and also mentioning of like the balls.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, the and there ones. Was. So yeah. like, mm-hmm. she was on it. But this one is a little more, I guess, metaphorical than the other. So I'll give you that. Which
where
is also,
there's smoke. What do we think the title was referring to specifically, other than the fire?
About maybe the rescuing?
Where there is smoke, there's like distress.
And, general. Okay. Like, that's what I, because like, there was a lot of conversation of rescuing. So you would have thought that would have been like something different in that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess all the men in this episode at some point were attempting to enact some sort of rescuing or an idea of what rescuing looks like, or we're playing into a fantasy in some point.
I think it's like, okay, in this point we do see where there's a fear of not having a rescuer and then there's a fear of having a rescuer. You have that two very distinct complicated crisis, as you would say.
I mean, I would say I think a lot of the conversations that they were having in this specific episode are pretty relevant to today.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of women are in this particular place where, you know, it is more, we've gotten to a point where it is more acceptable to be an independent woman, but then you get to a point where you're like, oh, wait, like, if I want these things, companionship or friendship or family with another person, whatever it is, like, how am I going to get that? Does that mean I have to sacrifice on my independence? Or,
right.
You know, I think this was a very relevant episode, I would say, as far as most of them go.
I think we're also having that conversation because the tradwife mm-hmm. thing is coming back real quickly. So you've had the two extremes, because for a minute, for a split second, there was this understanding that you do want it all. And what does that mean? Right. And it's okay to be a stay-at-home mom. That's not a problem. That's not the problem at all. It's the choices of whether or not you can and whether you want to. Mm. Both of those are in conversation. And now it's kind of like back into the extreme of like, well, we have to combat what Tradwise is doing in that level of like, you are telling us that we are wrong for not wanting to be a mom for making bread at home and telling everybody, I listen to my husband type of conversation in a very heteronormative conversation. So like, it feels like this was in the moment of like starting to understand that it's not a bad thing to want to be a stay-at-home mom. It's not a bad thing to not want to be a stay-at-home mom, to want to be married, to not want to be married, to take a last name, to not take, you know, like all these like complicated conversations and like the understanding that feminism, or especially when it comes to intersectionality, is the choice. That's the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I think to your point about trad wives, I think it's very interesting, especially when you bring in the intersectional piece, is that, you know, there's some people who are being pointed to as like this epitome of trad wife culture, but they're actually kind of the antithesis because they don't fall into the white, you know, Anglo-Saxon, you know, stereotype of what a trad wife would be. So in some sense, it is kind of like a rebellion of sorts to be able to occupy this, you know, visual of what a trad wife might look like, but in a body that doesn't represent what it would have been. So it's like they're all of these different rethinking of like what is possible and what that means and what's okay and what's not. Like I think sometimes we are so in the point of like, we want women to be independent and be able to take care of themselves, that like seeing someone be reliant on a partner feels aggressive in the other sense of like, you're pushing against my freedom in some way.
And definitely the conversation, I think, again, it comes back to like, no, the bottom line is choosing. Do they have the freedom to choose in either way? It's like the other conversation is that with this whole, especially when cis men come into play and having this conversation of like, you're not going to get married and you're going to regret these things and you're not going to have children and you're going to regret these things. No one's going to want you after this point in time, and telling women they have a timeline. But then like having that also conversation of like, yeah, I would love to be the housewife, as you would call it, which is really outdated in that I stay home. You actually do bring all of the money, and then I will be that
enough
partner
for me
you
to like do whatever I want.
Like that is a great ideal, but that's no longer what like is expected. It's like, no, we do 50-50, and then I do 80% of the housework. I'm like, that's
100.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to be real nice, but I'm like, because at the very least, you need to go mow the yard. Like, or some, like very gendered ideas in that level. But like, that's that conversation of like, okay, but what does this look like? Because in the end, like, for a lot of women who have, and I'm putting this, when I say women, I'm including all women, people with marginalized communities, knowing that they can't rely on anyone else because they've been told or they've seen an evidence in their life that it's not going to be that way. And so part of the thing of not relying is not because they don't want to, it's because they can't, they don't trust it, or they've been burned.
Yeah.
That's a whole different conversation in this. Because like Miranda, I think, has that level of both of those things. And like, I don't completely trust you. Because to be fair, Steve walked away because he was very insecure about not making as much money than her. Because she was all in round one. You know, and he's the one that left. He felt emasculated when she's like, I'll just buy you the suit.
Yeah.
To an event. You know, like this is like that level of like, okay. And then coming back in. So she's not fully going to invest. Right. I wouldn't either. I'm one of those two, like in that I'm that Miranda level, which for the longest time I thought this is not a good thing. I don't want to be Miranda. I am in Miranda in that, like, if you burn me, I'm gonna be very cautious.
You're done. Yeah.
I'm gonna be very cautious. I'm still a Libra, so I'll give you a chance until you get me. I'm a Libra too.
So
you know,
I feel you there.
I'll give you some leeway for a while, but if it gets too, then I shut down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do think it's interesting. One of the things in watching this show now is so many times things that were romanticized then are not.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. And so in this case, like, I do feel like Charlotte's violent fellow. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, she realized he was bad, but that was kind of like a romanticized, oh, the guy's going to protect you. He's going to step in. You've got this stalker guy, which was romanticized for a long time. And then, like, yeah, Miranda on the other side, I did that too because, like, literally with the eye thing, because I was afraid, like, saying yes would mean more to him than it meant to me, even if I was very clear. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what this is about.
True.
But he'd be like, oh, yeah, I totally get you. And then they get home and he's like, can I kiss you now? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. You're doing the thing.
I told you. And she did. She was like, we don't know what we are.
Yeah.
The DTR.
Mm-hmm. DTR.
The DTR.
Never forget.
Yeah.
the DTR. Because she was like, you know, we haven't established. Yeah. And she's also saying that to the friend. She's like, there's no having of the Steve. Which is the line in that, like, you have Steve.
He literally slept in her bed.
But we know, and that's the other part in that conversation. Like, we've come a long way with women being able to be sexually free and being like, that doesn't mean I have to commit to you. Just like you might not commit to me.
Yeah, I mean, with Samantha, that was nice where she was like, you know, this is my fantasy. Dudes do it all the time.
And well, then, let's go.
Yeah. She did it.
Also, that guy was like very... like, he had nothing going on. I don't think he would have caught on anyway.
I don't think he cared. He was nice, but he's like, hey, yeah, I'm into it. All right. So, Annie, we have had what just happened. Do you have any, now do you have any predictions of maybe things to come?
I don't know. I don't know how long the slattery guy is going to stay around. I think Steve is gonna get back into the picture. I'm now convinced Aiden will show up. But I don't know when. It might be a mid-season reveal. I do feel bad because I'm doing the thing that Miranda complained about. Like, I'm assuming guys are gonna come into the picture. That's my prediction.
I mean, it is fair seeing as, like, the show is kind of about, you know, friendship, of course.
Yeah.
But also the relationships that they're
right. in. But it's like, it's also very heteronormative, like very like that level, except for one episode that is coming through that's ridiculously problematic. Like, you're going to be offended.
Okay.
It's bad.
It's
bad.
like one of those.
I've heard tell of this one.
Like, let me not speak too soon.
Yeah. Like, it's in that level of, like, they're trying to be open. You could, like, it's one of those badly placed, like,
you're like, by season three, the critics were probably making, well, I don't know, maybe not at the time. Maybe they weren't like representation.
No, it wasn't. They wanted representation, but it was all kitschy, tokenish representation. And then they were trying to make it a joke, which is what we've seen a lot. Like, one of the big problematic episodes I remember from 30 Rock is similar to this, in which she talks about, like, she's giving out love advice. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you know, he's bisexual. She's like, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
It's just a layover to... yeah. Gay town or whatever, like, is how she
gay
says
town?
It. Yeah, I think that's what she says. But like, it's so problematic. Yeah. You're like, oh, but they're trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what Sex and the City does too. Mm-hmm. From very queer staff. Like, we know that the creator is a queer man. Mm. And so it's kind of like, oh, you didn't think that went through.
Yeah. But also at the time, I think, like, in the community, there was probably just more acceptance of that as well.
Right. You know?
That's true.
So there's so many things, but yes, I think we got the predictions. I'm gonna put it in my head that I will now forget.
Get it.
Okay. Maya,
amazing.
What'd you think?
I really liked this episode. I think it was kind of it was a soft launch, is how I feel about for a season opener.
Yeah.
It was like a nice easing in, you know, nothing too crazy, but I felt like, you know, we really got a good sense of where everybody is currently, like where their consciousness is, where everybody's thinking. And like, that lays the groundwork for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
I mean, I loved it. I mean, I haven't watched the show in so long, so it was fun to...
I'm glad to bring you back in.
Yeah, to get back in. And like, maybe I'll watch the rest of the season. I don't know.
Yes. So I do... eventually thinks is now that we have had the entire team in at least one episode, we need to come together, maybe the season finale or something, and have a whole like viewing with all of us.
Ooh, that would be so fun. Good.
And this is, we've already talked with like trying to get Joey in on it too, because we were talking about them bringing them in to watch the final Twilight.
Oh my God. Okay. I need to brush up on Twilight because I specifically recall falling asleep in the second movie because I was dragged to the midnight showing by my friend at the time.
Right.
So I do not remember anything.
Oh.
But yeah.
That might be even better though.
Yeah.
To have the reaction to be like, oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good mix.
Well, thank you so much for sitting in with us, for providing this lovely beverage that has allowed me to stay awake.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes.
For welcoming me back.
Yes.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I have missed these, so I'm excited to get through the season and see where it goes. Yes, listeners. Welcome back. If you have any thoughts about this, you can let us know. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. I also forget we have YouTube. If you want to go over there, you can.
Yeah.
We have a Tee Public store and a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super executive producer, Maya.
Yeah.
Yes, in studio. Our super producer, Christina.
Thank
also
you.
Also in studio. Yes, Joey, who hopefully will be here
eventually
soon.
In studio.
Yes, eventually in studio. Our excellent contributor. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.